Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. I'm Kay.
And I'm Joe. Kay, do you like to cook?
Recently, no. How about you, Joe? Do you like to cook?
The answer is no. But for our listeners, we will do anything.
Yep.
So today, let's talk about cooking, even though it's not so close to our hearts, right?
はい、皆さん、こんにちは。今日はね、趣味とかとして好きな人も多いのではないかと思う。料理についてお話をしようと思います。But because we're two lazy hosts, we don't really like to cook. But
we like to eat, right?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Yeah, actually, I prefer studying Japanese, studying Chinese, instead of cooking.
Sorry, I'm just too lazy. ね、
okay.
ごめんなさい、私は単純にね、あんまりちょっと上手にできないから好きじゃないだけなんですけど。So, Joe,
I'm sure she can.
Is there any recipe that you really like to cook?
Okay, I can make maybe one thing that I think is pretty delicious, and it is spaghetti.
Oh, okay.
But it's very, very easy. It comes from a jar. Okay,
jar,
so I'll tell you how to make it. It's so easy. First, you buy a jar of spaghetti sauce.
Okay.
Don't buy the cans. The cans are not so delicious, I think.
I forgot
the name of it, but here in Japan, it comes in a jar, a glass jar.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And you open the jar, and at the same time, you're boiling some water in a big pot. Okay.
Yeah,
and you put the spaghetti noodles in the boiling water. Right? And make sure that the noodles get really soft. If you don't put them in there long enough, they'll be too hard and they won't taste so good. So the noodles need to be soft enough. Okay. And so, and also you boil the spaghetti sauce here. And one thing that you can put inside the sauce are some canned mushrooms. That will make it taste even better, right? Put some canned mushrooms in the spaghetti sauce and then put the sauce on top of the noodles and you're finished. Yay, yay. Okay, Kay, can you tell us something that you can make?
Okay, I'll tell you the Japanese easiest recipe ever.
Okay.
First, go to the supermarket and get some fish, some raw fish.
Raw fish? You mean, okay, so like some tuna, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, 生の魚なら何でもいいです。
Any
fish, okay?
Okay.
And go back home, go to the kitchen, and cut the fish into small pieces, and eat with sashimi. Yeah, pta. And eat with soy sauce. That's it.
Is that it?
Is that it?
That is super, super easy. Okay. But it does taste good. I agree with you.
Yes, of course.
Right, right.
ね、皆さんもぜひぜひやってみてくださいね。
And make the spaghetti sauce too.
Yes, yes, yes. で、今回のダイアログですけれども、今回はカップルがテレビ電話をして料理について話しているところから始まります。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Hi, honey. What are you up to?
Actually, I'm starving and planning to cook something. Any suggestions for today's dinner? I have potatoes and carrots in the fridge.
Let's see. How about potato salad? It was super good.The last time you made it.
Maybe no. I don't think that'll fill me up enough.
How about curry? You can save some for tomorrow's breakfast as well.
No, curry for dinner does not sound right for me. Plus, I'm on a diet.So curry is probably too much.
Then, how about potato pancakes? Mash the potatoes, mix with flour and other ingredients, fry them, and that's it. Simple but delicious.
Ken, I just said that I'm on a diet. Flour...Then fry them? Are you kidding me? It'll probably turn me into a potato instead.
sorry, sorry. Then, how about potato soup? Very light.
Maybe. No. I want something to eat. Like, something that I can chew.
I see. How about baked potatoes? Just bake them, and you don't need to add butter if you're worried about your weight.
Baked potatoes without butter or cheese? Too boring. It'll taste like nothing. Oh, it's okay, Ken. I made up my mind.
So, what are you going to cook?
Potato salad. Fresh and light. Perfect for a diet.
But I already suggested that as a first option. And you said you wouldn't be full by just eating potato salad.
Oh, well, among the options you suggested, I think this is the best. See you later.
Ah, how do I get into these conversations?
はい、今回のね、ダイアログに出てくる彼女さんの方が若干優柔不断気味だったので、男の人は、何、さっき俺が言ったやつ、結局自分でなんか持ってきてるじゃん。はぁ、どういうことだよっていう風にちょっと憤っているというオチでしたね。
Right, and at the end here he says, How do I get into these conversations?
How do I get into these conversations? Okay.
Yes, 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 he's kind of
troubled.
なんで
こんなことになってしまったんだっていうことですね。
Right, right, right.
ではではまず最初の今日のね、面白い表現に行ってみたいんですけれども、彼らは電話をしているわけなので、最初に男の人が、最近どうみたいなことを聞きます。Hi, honey, what are you up to? で、今何してるとか今まで何してたっていう感じですね。
Right, it's a very good way to greet somebody. Don't say hello. That's not so natural, I think. This, especially with friends, say, what are you up to?
What are you up to?
Right, and the answer is, oh, I'm cooking here, or I'm playing this game, something like that. What are you doing recently? It's like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here she says, I'm starving. で、この to starve っていうのは本来ならこう飢餓状態にあるっていう意味なんですけど、ここではめっちゃお腹空いてるっていう意味です。
Yes, so, for example, some people in Africa or some poor countries are starving, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can kind of use it in daily conversation to mean I'm very, very hungry, right?
Okay.
I'm starving.
I'm starving.
Okay, are you starving right now?
Yes, I am.
Because you haven't eaten breakfast yet, right?
Not yet.
Uh-huh, right. Okay.
I was doing the laundry.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you're probably hungry now and you're making
yes,
the podcast.
Yes,
before
right
breakfast.
After the podcast,
wow.
I'll go something to eat.
Okay.
で、女の子がなんか何作ったらいいかな、晩ご飯っていうふうに聞いてます。今、冷蔵庫にはポテトと人参があるんだけどっていうふうに言ってます。So this carrots and potatoes always have to be plural, right, Joe?
Right, everybody, in English, always try to use plural as much as possible. You need to say the S very strong. For example, carrots.
Carrots.
Right, that S is kind of hard to say, but you must say it.
Okay.
I like carrots.
Yeah, we must say it.
Right, or I don't like snakes.
Okay.
Uh-huh, so everyone try to say those plural S's always very strong. Usually Japanese are too weak with it. And in the dialogue, they have some potatoes and carrots in the fridge.
The fridge,
of course, that's right, is the refrigerator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And notice it's the fridge. Very important rule. Things that are inside the house are the. For example, she is in the kitchen. Or put it in the cupboard.
棚のことですね。
That's right. Put it in the cupboard.
Cupboard.
Anyway, notice things that are in the house are always the.
The. Okay. で、男の人は、あ、前作ってくれた時めちゃくちゃ美味しかったから、ポテトサラダ作ったらいいんじゃないっていうふうに言ってます。super good ってめちゃくちゃ美味しいとかすごくいいっていうことですね。
Right, in daily conversation, people use this instead of very. We always say very good, very bad. Like, you can say super bad or super interesting or super boring, something like that. Especially in conversation, young people say that.
で、女の人が、んー、でもそれじゃお腹いっぱいにならないよっていうふうに言ってます。To fill somebody up で、誰々をお腹いっぱいにするっていうことですね。
Right, you can say, for example, this delicious food really filled me up.Like that.
Mm-hmm. 満足させるみたいな感じですね。Mm-hmm. で、じゃあカレー作ったらっていうのは男の人言ってます。カレーは英語で curry ですね。
Right. Everyone notice the pronunciation. Curry.
Curry.
Right. You gotta say that. Hey, do you like curry?
Of course I like curry.
Yes, everybody likes curry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 難しいでした、発音が。そしたら女の人が、んー、なんかカレーっていう気分じゃないんだよね。しかも私今ダイエットしてるのっていうふうに言ってます。So this plus means like additionally?
That's right. So you can say, for example, additionally, or in addition, or furthermore, and also, what all of those words, also is very good in conversation. Probably the best of all those. And also plus. Plus is a good one for conversation. Instead of also, try to use that.The worst is furthermore. That's a little too formal. Too formal only writing, I think. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But plus is very good for conversation.
Yeah. で、男の人が、あ、じゃあポテトパンケーキ作ったらいいんじゃないの？ポテトをマッシュして、小麦粉と混ぜて、で、ちょっと揚げたらいいじゃないっていうふうに言ってます。この the flower っていうのはお花のことではなく小麦粉のことです。
That's right. So you can use flour to make bread, or you can use flour to make noodles like that.
で、女の人は、今まさにダイエットしてるって言ったばっかりでしょ？そんなん食べたらポテトになるわっていうふうに言ってます。To turn into で、何々に変わってしまうという意味です。
Right. To become something, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you eat a lot of a flour, which is kind of starchy food, it might turn you into a potato. Right? If you eat a lot of potatoes too, it'll turn you into one kind of fat person, right? Like that.
Okay.
So it can be used for bad things or even good things to turn into something. For example, Kay wants to turn into a good scientist, for example. Oh, yes. So she's studying hard, it's true.
Yes! ね、なれるといいな。で、今日の最後の面白い表現に行きたいんですが、この後男の人が他にもいろいろ提案をしていってくれるんですね。で、最後に女の子の方は、Okay, Ken.I made up my mind というふうに言っていますが、これで心が決まったっていう意味です。
Right, it means I decided. I made up my mind. Good expression, right? And with that, let's listen at natural speed.
Hi, honey. What are you up to?
Actually, I'm starving.And planning to cook something. Any suggestions for today's dinner? I have potatoes and carrots in the fridge.
Let's see. How about potato salad? It was super good the last time you made it.
Maybe. No. I don't think that'll fill me up enough.
How about curry? You can save some for tomorrow's breakfast as well.
No, curry for dinner does not sound right for me.Plus, I'm on a diet, so curry is probably too much.
Then, how about potato pancakes? Mash the potatoes, mix with flour and other ingredients, fry them, and that's it. Simple but delicious.
Ken, I just said that I'm on a diet. Flour, then fry them? Are you kidding me? It'll probably turn me into a potato instead.
Sorry.Then, how about potato soup? Very light.
Maybe, no. I want something to eat, like something that I can chew.
I see. How about baked potatoes? Just bake them, and you don't need to add butter if you're worried about your weight.
Baked potatoes? Without butter or cheese? Too boring!It'll taste like nothing. Oh, it's okay, Ken. I made up my mind.
So, What are you going to cook?
Potato salad. Fresh and light. Perfect for a diet.
But I already suggested that as a first option. And you said you wouldn't be full by just eating potato salad.
Oh, well, among the options you suggested, I think this is the best. See you later.
How do I get into these conversations?
So everyone, today we talked about cooking. But as you can see, Kay and I are not the greatest cooking experts, right? But all of you out there can probably make something even better. Try to talk about it in English with a friend. Cooking words are very important and pretty easy too. You can do it.
Yes. So go get the English recipes from anywhere.
That's right.
And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Take care. Bye.